Now, what do you fancy studying at university? I ask this as somebody who once spent an entire academic year discussing the constitution of Nigeria. I think I might have preferred something like this.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of
Oz. You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what? Potter, we are pleased to inform you that you have been accepted at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. In a few moments...
We need it. Must have the precious.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with us.
May the force be with you.
Goodbye, old friend. May the force be with you.
Fantasy, that's what we're talking about, fantasy fiction. And, of course, it's very much in people's minds because of the huge success of films like those, things like Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, and something called The Twilight Saga, which has been doing the rounds of the cinemas recently. Well, fantasy fans will get their chance to study it at university thanks to UIC in Cardiff. It's offering online courses exploring the genre from its roots in Victorian days to the most recent examples. Well, the leader of the course is with us, Dr. Dimitra Femi. And the fantasy novelist Tim Leban joins us too. Dimitra, what are you doing here?
We're giving students an opportunity to study a genre that has been around for a long, long time, but recently has attracted much more scholarly attention, much more proper serious study, and it's been recognised more and more in terms of literary awards. Mm. This is a genre that has a lot of potential for discussion that a lot of people are finding more and more fascinating, and it's not just the film genre here. We are starting from the texts. And it is a genre that deals with really important questions that people want to talk about. It deals with good and what is good, what is evil, where do they come from? It deals with the themes of death and immortality. It is set very much in a pre-industrial world, and a lot of our modern ecological conscience is actually linked with that as well. And it's also obviously it comes from a very ancient genre of myth and folklore, and it has its roots.
Well, it's a wonderful academic grounding of where fantasy comes from. But Tim, doesn't fantasy come from within? When people read your books, don't they take themselves into some fantastic places?
I think they do sometimes. I think it's partly about escapism, but it's also, like Dimitra said, it's also about exploring your place in the world a little bit. And I think when people read my books, there is this element of getting involved in the story, but there's also they can get a lot out of the books as well and explore themes that are relevant to their own lives, I think.
Are we overdoing it by taking an academic axe to this, if you like? I mean, are we going to take away the essential appeal of it by analysing it?
I don't think so at all, Dimitra.
I don't think so either. I mean, this is something that has been neglected for a long time. A lot of people have been wanting to discuss this and actually try and understand how it works and why it affects us that much. Hmm.
Is it a fact, then, that this escapism thing, Tim, is about trying to remove yourself from the current world, which may be rather unpleasant?
Well, there are studies... there are studies in America, for instance, that are saying that particularly over there, horror fiction is more popular when the Republicans are in power. I'm not quite sure how relevant that is. But I don't think it's removal from the world. There is obviously you get involved in a good book and for a couple of hours you can lose yourself. But it's also it's exploring our world through fiction as well, and speculative fiction, which is like the catch-all for horror sci-fi fantasy, perhaps, is one of the best ways of talking about current affairs, I think.
Dimitra.
And if I could cut in, you could also argue, you know, how realistic is really realism? You know, isn't all fiction fantasy? Isn't all fiction something that is made up?
Yeah.
And the other thing that fantasy does really well is it does solid storytelling. And this is something that a lot of modern mainstream literature doesn't do as well anymore. Storytelling is something that humanity has been relying on for a long, long time.
Mm. Personally, if it's got elves, I'll put it away. Not very interesting. Well, that sounds like a fascinating course. Thank you very much. The novelist Tim Leban and Dr. Dimitra Femi, who will be teaching that course at UIC.